once you begin to take care of yourself, you can begin to take care of others, right? Let's talk about it, spirits.
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Let go.
Access granted.
Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
Ugh, it is so much stuff to uncover. Spirits. What are they teaching these children in school, child?
Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Wow, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can somebody, please. So can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right.
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Okay, so let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
Wait a minute. I know you're ready to listen to the show, but before you do, my spirits, hit that subscribe button. Hit it right now. Hit it before you quit it. Yeah, but definitely hit that subscribe button. Support your girl. And also, hit me up on my website at www.kamauempire.com. That's www.kamauempire.com. For more information about me, don't forget, I am my own PR, public relations, and community relations firm. So therefore, I can help you out in your community. And I am a full service public relations firm. So therefore, I do websites, logos, and so much more. Check me out on my website. Your girl is here for you. Let go.
I want the great masses of my people to take a greater pride in their personal appearance and to give their hair proper attention. By Madam C.J. Walker.
Wake your ass up, grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this, spirits. And Abarigani, my beautiful spirited butterflies, we are back with another episode. You are listening to My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau. Yay, y'all. Yes, welcome back, spirits. And guess what day it is?
Day, yeah.
Hey, it is officially December 8th, 2021. And spirits, I hope you beautiful spirited butterflies are going to have a wonderful day, or starting off having a wonderful day today. You already know it is your morning greeting. And let's just talk about what the show is going to be about. The reason why I called the show Your Body is Your Temple. We're going to talk about what we have coming up, spirit. So let's get into it. So the reason why I named the episode Your Body is Your Temple is because we definitely need to learn how to cherish our bodies more. We all want love. We all want to make other people happy and things like that. But we neglect ourselves. It wasn't my last episode, don't neglect yourself, protect yourself. And now I'm telling you, your body is your temple and how to take care of that thing. Yes, absolutely. So you already know I have a special guest in the building. not necessarily in the building, because you already know these these interviews are previously recorded spirits. But I do have another special guest on this episode, in this podcast, in particular to the title, Your Body is Your Temple. So I know a lot of you spirits are ready for the holidays, right? Which holidays are you celebrating? Well, let me just tell you, whichever it is, spirits, I'm sure it requires gifts and gift giving and all of that good, good stuff, right? So with that being said, spirits, on this episode, I got my girl, Talia. Okay, my girl, Talia. She is coming all the way from Texas, baby, baby. It was such a pleasure speaking with this woman. She is so beautiful, so talented, so educated, so loving. And she just want to see people win. You know, she want to see people win. She want to win. She want to see her daughter win. That's the whole reason she started her business, is for her daughter, spirit. So, Miss Talia, is out here trying to make a difference in so many areas, with her skincare. She, you know, dedicated to sensitive skin. She's coming out with a yoni line to help you smell good down under. Okay, spirits. I mean, she is definitely getting her ingredients from all over the world, in particular one from Africa. So that really just kind of made me get all, ooh, okay, girl, let me cop a couple of bottles of that, you know. So I'm super duper excited to talk to her. I'm super duper excited for you spirits to hear this interview and hear this episode, because I really believe that it's going to help you, motivate you in your business, whatever you have going on, but then also help another sister out. Excuse me. I'm drinking water, spirits. I'm just not overcoming a little cold. I had a tiny little cold last week. I was not doing so well. I was not promoting my podcast last week. I thought it was the end of the world for me. I'm not going to lie. I really thought it was the end of the world for me. And I get very, very dramatic, spirits, when I get under the weather. So, but yes, Miss Shia, she talks about sea moss and all this other stuff that she has going on as well. So definitely, you know, if you are under the weather, you know, you want to feel better, you care about your skin, your body is your temple, you want to get in, you want all of that, you definitely need to check out Miss Shia Beauty store online. And I'm going to give you that shout out one more time at the end of the episode, spirits. And I just realized, I just keep rhyming. Like, it's just crazy. It just keep happening. So definitely shop her store while you can with this discount that she's giving out for the holidays. So you definitely want to get in soon, because she is all about skincare products and making sure that you are beautiful and healthy. She has lip gloss, she has all kinds of good stuff, oils, all that good stuff. So sister is ready for you. Yes, so definitely check her out. Let me see. Yes, just want to make sure that I said everything I needed to say when it comes to that. So let's talk about my week, spirits, and then we'll probably get back into Miss Shia before the interview starts. But my week, so I really haven't been getting any sleep, spirits, because I've been literally content creating like crazy, just making sure that everything is good. You know, the new year is about to come, so you know, we got to get into game mode and focus mode and grind mode. And kind of like those horses with the little blinders on them in the races. You just got to keep going. Don't stop. So I've just been on go mode, spirits, and trying to stay focused, trying to be more aware of my time, trying to be more aware of my appointments, all that good stuff, like really trying to hone in and focus, you know, from my previous episodes with my girl Self and Damasha, my beautiful friends, as well as life coaches and entrepreneurial partners, all that good stuff. You know, they are my good friends, and they also are just beautiful women that want to make sure that you are doing your thing. So thanks to them, I am becoming more aware of my business, my time, my organization, and all that good stuff, spirit. So I'm telling you, I'm not just putting this out there for myself, okay? Like, we are here to help everybody. Like, what goes around comes around. Each one teach one. Y'all already know this stuff. Why do I need to keep saying it? Why do I need to keep saying it? Anyway, so I'm still in school. I've been really learning, indulging in a lot of marketing and business strategies and things like that. So I'm really excited that I'm learning more, because the more I learn, the more I'm able to help, being that that is my business and all. What else? So enough about me, my children. So my oldest daughter, she had a bully on her bus stop, and I'm the type of person that, like, she was getting hit in the head, okay? And your body is your temple, so you do not allow somebody to abuse you. And some little boy, and I guess the gag is he likes her, but here's what the gag is, spirits. What we not gonna do is tell girls, young girls, even young boys, even older people, that someone likes you when they treat you poorly. No. I'm not going to misconfuse the understanding of what like looks like. Because in my opinion, like looks like a little boy brings me flowers, or he gives me his lunch, or he kisses me on his cheek and on my cheek and then he runs away really fast. Like, okay, boo, that's a crush. But what you not gonna do is you not gonna be hitting me and kicking me and spitting on me and calling me names and have me confuse it and redirect it as like. And that's the stigma that a lot of us women, black women in general, say to our children when they're being bullied and abused by boys and vice versa. No, that is not like, because if somebody likes you, they don't hurt you and treat you wrong. But we're going to talk about that later, sis. I mean, we're going to talk about that later, spirits, because we getting all up in there. But yes, you know, so normally I would get all aggressive and angry, but you know, I had to stay calm and stay focused because I'm working on myself. I'm working on my patience and my mind frame. So I, you know, went to her bus stop, talked to the parent, and I haven't heard anything about it yet, spirits. But today is Wednesday. That happened Monday. We'll see. My youngest daughter, she's doing pretty good as well. You know, it's still some drama with her dad, but it's always, I mean, look, if it's up, then it's up. When it's up, it's always something with him. So, but more on that with my personal page on my Instagram. So if you are close friends or family members, and you should already know about my personal Instagram page, but if you are close friends and family members and you want to know more about my personal journey and life and struggles, definitely follow me on my Instagram page at Kiki_family_vibes. Well, spirits, let's get into this interview. Without further ado, I got to introduce the beautiful Miss Talia, from the founder and CEO of Shia B owner, Shia Beauty, Shia Beauty Store. So definitely check her out. What my favorite thing about her is that she's very easily accessible. If you go to her Instagram page, Shia Beauty LLC, which is Shia.beauty, and that's Chaya.beauty. It'll take you to her link tree, which I love so much, because her link tree helps you navigate. She has Shia Beauty website, her voyage and his Houston article. She has her Instagram, her Facebook, her TikTok, her Clubhouse, her Pinterest. Look, she is not playing with you, spirits. You cannot miss out on this beautiful lady. And I love her website. It's very clean, very easy accessible, very easy to navigate. And as soon as you get in there, you start seeing all her skin cleansers, her toners, her soap bars from what? From Africa? Stop playing with her. So definitely check her out, spirits. I'm done talking. I cannot talk no more because this beautiful lady is taking over the show. Lego.
Yay! All right. So, spirits, if you are first time watching and listening, you are here listening to My First Amendment with Miss Kiki Kamau. And This is my podcast as well as a YouTube channel now, as you can see, and here. And this season, I am going to be interviewing all small business owners and entrepreneurs. And I am blessed today to have the Miss Beautiful Talia. Am I saying your name right? Is it Talia Shia?
It's Talia.
Yeah, Miss Beautiful Talia. She is a small business owner for a skincare line. So first, let me just say welcome. Yay! Thank you so much for being here. I'm so happy to have you here.
Thank you.
How are you today? How's your spirit?
I'm well. I'm really well. I've learned to basically take everything day by day and just take all the, like, push out all the bad stuff and just focus on everything that's going good. So,
yes, and you know, you have to do that as a CEO and a business owner. You have to definitely, you know, keep your spirits high because anything can happen. Like right now, being interrupted by my daughter, which is fine. It happens. We just gotta put a smile on and keep it moving.
Right.
Yes. So talk to me about your skincare line. First of all, you named it Shia Beauty. Am I saying that right, or is it Chaya?
Oh. It's Shia Beauty.
Okay. So it sounds like you named it after you.
I named it mainly after her because this is something that I do want to pass on to her as she gets older. She'll have her own business, and I've already started the process of putting her as authorized users on cards.
Yes.
I want to set her up for the future so that she doesn't have to go through the struggle.
I love that. Starting off with small entrepreneurs, I love that. And, you know, it's building a brand. Not only are you building for yourself, but you're building for generations to come, like her grandchildren and more. So I love that. Yes. So, I mean, out of all things skincare, like what got you into that?
I've always had really good skin. What tore my skin up is pregnancy and the hormones. You have so many different hormones while you're pregnant. My skin broke out really bad. I had patches here and dark spots, and I've always been like, this couldn't happen to me.
Right.
So once it did, I took the knowledge that I already have. I work in pharmaceuticals, and I went to school for nursing. So I took all the knowledge that I had, did some extra research, and was like, I got to fix my own skin. And once I was able to work on my own skin, I was like, okay, if I can do this for me, I know that I can do this for other people. Mm-hmm. And I did. I started, you know, putting together things for, like, family members and, you know, like, hey, try this out. Tell me how you like it.
Yes.
So, I got good feedback from that. So once I did, I was just like, okay, like, I'm going to go full throttle with this. Like, I'm going to just get in my own lane and just go.
I love that. Okay. So how long have you been working on this all together? Like, how many years you've been putting in work?
So I've officially been putting in work since 2018.
Wow.
I actually established my LLC last year.
Yay! Congratulations!
Yes, I did that last year, mainly because once I realized, like, okay, if I want to take this serious, if I want to really do this and run this like a business, I have to set it up as a business.
Right.
So I just was like, okay, I'm just going to go. I did all the paperwork. And here I am. Like, it's so crazy to me because before paperwork, it's like, it seems more like a hobby. But after paperwork, it's like, okay, this is a job. And this isn't like a 9-to-5 job. It's a 24/7 job.
Yes.
You can be tired. You can be wore out, but you have to still keep going. So that's the part of entrepreneurship, like, nobody really talks about. Everybody just makes it seem like, oh, you can have your own schedule, you can do this, but no, you really don't.
Yes, there is a lot of work. So from 2018 to 2021, you have been thriving, you've been doing really good. How well do you feel like you have been doing from when you started to where you are now?
Actually, I feel a lot better. When I started out, my formulas were kind of basic. Now, since I've learned more about herbs and different things like that, my formulas have gone to a different level.
Yes.
just doing everything, doing extra products that I didn't even think about. Because when I started, I have sensitive skin. So that's what I cater to, the sensitive skin. But, you know, I have family members that have combination skin. I have people that have dry skin. So I have things for everybody now. And I'm just like, yes.
I checked out your website and I absolutely loved it. Your website is very clean, very easy to understand and navigate. So I absolutely love that. You know, from a consumer standpoint, I want to be able to know where I'm going and how to get there. The fact that you laid out the about us, and you talked about your vegan products, but what I didn't see is like all the ingredients that you add into it, Miss Leah. So what are some of the things that you put into these beautiful skincare products?
Some of those products actually have, it's one of the essential oils. So a lot of the essential oils, well, one, you need a lot of product to make essential oils.
Right.
So I use Echinacea. I actually have lavender flowers, turmeric, bentonite clay. I have, of course, Moroccan mud. Yeah, I have a lot, Dead Sea Salt, Himalayan salt. Like, it's a lot of different things that I put into it. I feel like I'm in, like, Dexter's lab or something.
Yeah, I love it. That's some real Mother Nature stuff. I absolutely love it. Where are you going to get, like, these products? Do you have, like, a whole, what is it, like, a whole store or Whole Foods store? Or do you go to, like, an online place?
Some of it is online. It's just, it's actually a holistic store, but it's in New Jersey. So I have to actually ship some of it in. And then other stuff I do, I'll like go to like different farmers markets, just Whole Foods, different little places like that, and just kind of put everything together. I make sure that I do like a ton of research because there are some products that still have like preservatives and things in them, because even though it says organic, it can technically be organic as long as it's like 80%, and then the other 20% can be other stuff. So I look for like certified organic or just something that I know, okay, let me, even if I have to take these long drives, let me take this long drive out.
Wow, dedication.
Go to the herbal shop, because I do. I have an herbal shop that I go to. It's probably like maybe an hour away from my home, and they have everything. And I'll just go in, like, every time I go in there, I'm just like, hey, I'm back. Like, when you weigh all this
love
stuff
it
out,
yes.
I might walk out with a big old bag of everything.
Returning customer, that's good. So you kind of stick with a few good places that you'll go and get your natural products from, so you know the ingredients, you know the history behind it, so you know it's all real when it comes to your products and stuff.
Yes,
absolutely. So talk to me about your products, because I was on your website and you have a variety of products from like lip to lotions, and then you have men's and collections and things like that. Like, what was one of your first? I know you said one of your first products was your sensitive skin.
Yeah.
What was one of like the actual first products? Was it like lotion? Was it like a cleanser, a toner?
It was a cleanser, a toner, and a moisturizer and a serum that I had made.
Oh wow.
The the toner was a like a lemon based toner. Mm-hmm. The cleanser, it had honey. Actually, my sensitive skin cleanser now still has raw honey in it. Ooh. But that one before had honey as well. I had to switch that up just because the more that I learned, one, lemon is very acidic, and you can use it, but you shouldn't use it on like a day-to-day. Mm-hmm. So I had to switch my toner up, and actually now I have a rose water toner that I make. And that is so much better than what I started with.
Okay.
So yeah, it's my first product to now, even just the way that they were packaged, is a totally different product.
Wow, some real growth. I love that. And your skin is very beautiful. I cannot stop looking at it. I'm like, listen, is that makeup? What is it? Very
beautiful. You know what? And it was so crazy because when you were like, okay, this is going to be recorded. Like, I told my sister, I was just like, oh my God, I got to like put on all this makeup. I got to do this. And she was like, why? She was like, it's skincare. Like, show your skin.
Boom. Exactly.
It's just the whole thing with just social media. You have to have this look of perfection, and everybody is like primed and pretty, and you know, their skin is flawless and glowing and all of this stuff. And I'm just like, okay, I got to be perfect. But she was like, no, like, you have to show like who you are. She's like, you're more relatable to people because it's just you, and you're not behind filters and makeup and like a whole team behind you to make you look a certain way. She's like, just be yourself. And I'm just like, okay, like, I'll try it.
Yes. Listen, that's what my podcast is all about. Being yourself, natural beauty, and small business owners that's owning who they are and that gift, that light that God gave them. So absolutely, be you, and you are beautiful. Look, as soon as I saw you, I'm like, hey, you know, you brightened me up as soon as I saw you. So absolutely, keep doing your thing because it is awesome. I love it. So talk to me about one of your favorite products that you have.
Oh, a favorite. Honestly, my favorite product that I have is my facial bars. I actually have sensitive skin, so I'll use either the Moroccan facial bar or the turmeric. And it's really just because I still have a 9-to-5 and I can't do my whole routine every morning. So those are my, like, okay, I can still take care of my skin.
Right.
Wash my face. That, my lip gloss, just because even though it does provide like a sheen, it doesn't have that stickiness a lot of lip glosses have. So
are you wearing it right now, your lip gloss?
Yes, I am. I'm wearing I'm actually wearing the princess lip gloss.
Okay. I love it. It looks really good. And they're not expensive on your website as well.
No, it's not. That's really the plus side of having organic products, is because you can get a lot out of what you make. So when I do my lip glosses, like, I can get, oh gosh, like probably close to 30 tubes out of just one bag.
Okay. So
it doesn't make it as expensive as to, like, you know, when you're doing mass production, you know, you have to hike up your costs and your prices. And I think that's really a plus side when you're using organic products, is because I can get multiple out of everything. So the only thing that's probably the most expensive is the coffee's, the body scrub. It's just because it's I actually have a coffee grounder. So I take the beans.
What? Do y'all hear this? What?
And it takes a lot. It takes about, I want to say it takes about 2 pounds of the organic coffee to just make like 3.
Wow.
So that's the most expensive. But that is everything dedication.
Do you have any of those to show? Like, do you have any products to show in front of you?
Let's see. I do. I have a few. So I have my cellulite body scrub.
Oh, and yes, I need this. I need it.
Oh yes, it is. It's the organic coffee grounds. Of course, it's filled with essential oils. And it even has coconut sugar, like coconut palm sugar in it. So white sugar and brown sugar, brown sugar really, it's good for, you can use that for the skin, but I go with the coconut palm sugar because it is organic, it is natural, and it doesn't make your skin feel as abrasive. So I use that for my own eyelashes, even though I put lashes on today.
They look good. It's okay. You look good.
But I do. I have a eyelash and eyebrow serum. And that's just because I've noticed with so many people that even with lashes, or they'll get their eyebrows like tweezed and different things, they don't grow back. So I actually formulated this to help them grow back.
Oh, wow.
Yes, because I hear it a lot of time from like my homegirls and stuff. They wear lashes, but they don't take them off properly. You just kind of like rip them off.
Right.
And they're like ripping off their natural lashes and they don't grow back.
Yeah. Yeah. I know. That's why I don't wear eyelashes. like once a year, maybe.
Okay.
Yes, but that is good to know. Okay. And so, like, when you made that product, you said because, you know, you were seeing it from your friends and, excuse me, family members, that, you know, they were taking their false eyelashes off and things like that, and their hair weren't growing back. I don't want you to tell all your secrets, but, like, what particular oils did you put into that you researched?
The main particular oil that it's like a moringa oil. Mm-hmm. That, of course, castor oil, and God, my mind just drew a blank on the other oil. I use it all the time. But those main, and that's because, of course, castor oil definitely does help with growth. The moringa oil, it actually kind of like builds like a tingly sensation, mm-hmm. to get everything to kind of like for your body to your eyelash, your eyebrows to be like, okay, something's going on. Mm-hmm. It provides that sensation, and the castor oil helps bring everything out. Hemp seed oil. So the hemp seed oil also helps provide the moisturization. So not only are you helping your eyebrows and your lashes grow out, but you're providing that moisture to them as well. So that if you have any lashes or eyebrows that are in the brittle stage that may be about to fall off, you can kind of save them and give them the moisturizer and the moisture that they need to just keep growing. And I've actually had a few people buy that. They actually do like it. The only thing is that I have to keep reminding them that it is like an oil. So still, mm-hmm. be careful not to get it in your actual eyes.
Gotcha.
So it's like, so when I started, at first it was like the eyelash glue was on, mm-hmm. that type of brush. Mm-hmm. But I actually changed it so that it's on like a mascara brush now.
Okay.
So it's easier for your application. Yay. And I don't have to worry about them accidentally probably getting into their eye or something.
I love that. So it looks like your products are constantly evolving, and you are very knowledgeable about your ingredients. I think you said you went to school earlier when we were talking about it.
Yes.
Talk to me a little bit about that so they can know that you are educated, sis.
So I started out going to nursing school. I wanted to be an RN. And then different things in life happened. I changed that, decided to go full forward in pharmaceuticals. So I learned so much about medicine. Mm-hmm. Of course, the chemical side of medicine, mm-hmm. but I have family members that have health issues and different, mm-hmm. things like that. And even though their medication was helping balance them, mm-hmm. it wasn't really helping them. Like if they ran out of medication or if they're on vacation or something, they're like, oh, I don't have this pill. Like their health started to tank.
Right.
So I started doing my own, I guess, private education. I do have different books about herbs, and I actually took a class to get certified in natural skincare. And I'm currently getting certified in aromatherapy and homeopathy.
Nice.
But I switched some things up, even like just with my mom. I changed her diet. Done different things, and she went from taking like maybe like 12 medications a day to now she's like down to like 4 or 5 pills a day.
Wow.
So she, you know, her doctors are always like, you know, you're doing really great. And my mom's like, oh yeah, you know, my doctor takes care of all that.
Yes. I love that. So you've implemented your entire business into like a lifestyle for not just for you, but for your entire family so they can be live healthier. I love that. Absolutely. So earlier we were talking about your products and you were showing me some. Do you have any more products to show before I move on to the next question?
Let me just quickly. So I do have my, of course, my lip glosses. So I have Angel Quartz, Royal Empress, and Princess.
Oh, I love that. So like a purple, like a...
Yes, this is a Royal Empress. It's purple. Mm-hmm. It doesn't... Like, people will be like, oh, it's going to look like purple lipstick. Like, no, it doesn't look like purple lipstick.
Okay, so it doesn't tint your lips. Okay, so that's good.
Yes, and then have angel quartz and then quartz princess. My daughter loves pink, so I came out with the pink one because she's, like, a princess, like, a really girly girl.
Okay. So those are your three major ones right now? It's, like, a purple, a white, and, like, a pink.
Yes. Okay. Then I have, my facial bar, so it's Moroccan Mud. I recommend that for people for like they have like really oily skin or something of that nature. I have my Bentonite clay, and then the turmeric. The turmeric sells like freaking hotcakes. Like, I don't know what happened recently, but everybody got on turmeric way.
I mean, listen, you're opening my third eye right now with all these ingredients. I'm like, what? Okay, say that one more time. Coconut sugar? Hold on. Let me write this down. So I love it. What would you recommend the other bar for? I know you said turmeric and you said that one's selling out. What would you recommend?
The bentonite clay. Bentonite clay, I would say you can use it really for all skin types, but I normally would say more for like combination skin or mainly combination skin, just because it'll help draw out those extra impurities. Because when people with combination skin, they have this whole, like, either their face is like really dry everywhere and then they have like oily spots,
right?
Or their face is oily and they have dry spots certain places. So I always recommend the bentonite clay for them. The turmeric for basically everybody.
Okay,
so everybody can use the turmeric one. It's really good for your dark spots, help combat acne, and keep your skin glowing and beautiful. Yes.
On your website, I saw that you were talking about like lines and stuff like that. I have now, what would you recommend for me? Because I don't know if this is hereditary, Miss Talia, but my mom ruined my life with these dark circles under my eyes. I get them from her. So what would you recommend for me or anyone that has like deep circles and lines?
So for more like, I guess they call it like the aging side. Let me see if I could even open this. I have a hyaluronic serum for your face.
Oh, okay.
So basically, it helps with all that. It helps rejuvenate your face. It is for aging, just to keep that youthful look on your face. This is totally different from my last serum. My last serum was more of an oily base.
Mm-hmm.
This one is more of like a watery base.
Okay.
So it's lighter on the skin.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to worry about it going and like just having this Crisco look on your face.
Gotcha. Yes, yes. I don't want to look like I'm about to get fried.
Yes. You'll see your face, but it won't be like, crazy. And then I would probably recommend, honestly, for like the dark spots and things like that, I would recommend the combination skin cleanser. I put in small bottles today, but this is a combination skin cleanser. It has a liquid black soap. It does have, it has some of them like the Moroccan mud, definitely some bentonite clay, like bergamot oil and liang liang and different things like that. So
okay, say less. Look, when you said Moroccan mud, I don't even know what Moroccan mud is, but every time you say it, I'm like, yes, let me write. I'm getting that product. It just sounds African. I don't know.
It does. It comes from Morocco. That's why it's called Moroccan mud. But they use it long time ago, and they actually still use it now. It is a major beauty thing for them. They actually make like a mud mask on their face, and it helps like draw out things in their skin. It helps balance out their skin tone.
Wow. So you are really getting this from Morocco.
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
That's why I have to. Yeah. Like some of the things, when I buy certain products, I buy a lot.
Yes.
because I know the shipping time takes a while. Mm-hmm. So I'll buy a lot. And when I get like halfway through, I'll be like, okay, let me get some more.
Wow. Especially if you're getting spices from all over the globe.
Yes.
I love it.
I want to go over there myself. Just COVID happened. They have all these travel bans. And it's a travel ban again right now. So
yeah,
it'll be a while probably before I can get out of there. But I'll definitely, it's definitely on my to-do list.
Yeah,
I love it. I actually have a trip scheduled for New York next month. And just to go up to the place that I do get my things from, I can actually go up there and go into the store. And they have, I want to be able to just really walk around the store.
Yes.
It's like different when you're online.
I get it.
Things in different areas, but I'm like, okay, I want to just walk around.
You got to touch it.
I got to touch it. I got to see it. I got to do everything.
Absolutely.
And it's so crazy because I'm like, okay, if I go up there and get all the stuff, I'm gonna have to buy another suitcase.
just to bring it back. Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And you know what? You're going to profit from it, because the fact that you're getting it from these different places, you know, people are hearing that, they're seeing that, and they can tell the difference from just getting like some pink lotion to put in your hair, or some, you know, baby oil or something like that, you know, because that's what we grew up on. We didn't know any better.
Right.
So, you know, now we're coming out with different products, and you're coming out and you're making it on your own. And I wanted to ask you, because you have a lot of products, Miss Leah, Who are these people in the back helping you? You cannot be doing this all by yourself.
All by myself. I do it all. I do the content. I make the products. I do the shipping. I do it all. And everybody tells me that, like, you can't just do it by yourself. But it's like,
I don't believe you. I think you got some little tiny minions in the background. So
it would be great. Like, okay, my daughter, she'll help, like, try to, like, mix stuff up, because that's her thing. She wants to try to help do something. So something small, I'll, like, help let her do. Like, if I'm making, like, the body bars, I'll let her help do a couple things. Just so she feels involved. Everything else, it is all me. It gets very tiring sometimes, because it's like, okay, I have to make this, but I don't know, like, okay, it's gonna take me over an hour to even do this, plus another hour to package it up, plus, and it's only so many hours of the day.
Right. No, I get it.
But it is. It's all me. I am going to get to the point where I'll be able to have other people do stuff and I can focus on other things. But right now, it's all me. So I have like a calendar and a planner and all this stuff, just so I can kind of stay on schedule.
Well, I am very proud of you, sis. You are doing your thing. You motivating me. Yes. What do your friends and you're welcome. What do your friends and family think about your business and everything?
Honestly, everybody's really proud. My mom, of course, she is proud. I have an aunt. She actually lives in the Midwest area, and you know, the older generation, they're used to whatever, however they do things, how they do it. I've been doing this for years; it works. Okay, well, I want to try this out. Let me try this. Let me, you know, show me this, or how do I do this? So that, and then even just like my other friends or family members, like everybody is very, very supportive.
That's good.
My circle and everybody around me, they're really supportive. Nobody is around me that should not be around me.
Good. That is awesome, because we're about to walk into 2022. Are you working on any new products in the background?
I am. I want to, well, I am. I'm venturing out into basically total body care. So right now it is skincare. But I'm venturing out. I had body butters before, but I stopped them just because they were the really colorful body butters. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look like cupcake-ish like colors. and it was appealing. It was appealing to the children. But when it came to adults, they were like, does this have glitter in it? And I'm just like, no, it just looks like that, but it doesn't.
Gotcha,
so I'm going to go back into the body butters and just do it differently.
Mm-hmm. Appeal to all audience.
Yes, for everybody. Because, mm-hmm. you know, guys take care of their skin too. Yes. Some of them don't, but a lot of them do. They're really into their care. Mm-hmm. So I want to have something that they can use as well outside of just like beard oils. I am going to come out with a wash. I'm kind of tinkering on doing like a yoni wash. Just because I'm like, if I'm going to have a body wash and I'm going to have body butters, like I just want to do total body care. So I'm tinkering on it. I'm not sure how I'm going to kind of market that.
Okay.
Just because that's like, people have it out already, right. mm-hmm. as far as like, you know, yoni bars and yoni yeah. washes. But a lot of the people that really need to learn about it mm-hmm. are the younger children, yeah. like, you know, the preteens and the teenagers, because they're going through different phases in their body mm-hmm. and they're, you know, probably starting cycles and different things, or they're, you know, young boys are getting extra body odor. you yeah. know?
You're absolutely right.
So I, you know, try to figure out a way that I can market it so yeah. that it's friendly for the children to use as well as they're growing up and going through all their puberty stages.
Makes sense. I love that. I love how you want to reach them as well and appeal to them. Well, we might be able to come up with something, sis. I'll talk to you on the side about that.
Okay.
But like I said, I'm super duper excited and we're running out of time. So I am going to cut it really quick and then record the last part. But where do you see yourself going as far as like your skincare line in 2022? Because it's a new year, so we got to manifest that goodness.
Honestly, I am just going to be 2022. It'll probably be 2023, but I'm going to open my own beauty spa where everybody is going to be able to come in and get the services. So they'll be able to come in and get their facials. They'll be able to come in and, you know, probably get, you know, their waxing, or just, you know, have that whole spa experience where they can come and they can relax and they can leave out anew and rejuvenated. So that is the goal. I definitely am going to get there. I've been working on business credit and everything mm-hmm. so that I can just run.
Yes.
I can run full speed ahead.
You will definitely get there. Excuse me, I'm trying to get over this cold. But you will definitely get there, sis. Now tell all the spirits and all the beautiful people where they can find you. Because, you know, like I said, your website is absolutely beautiful. The colors, I love the Texas logo on the back. Everything was really good.
Yes.
And clean and simple. So tell everyone where they can find you on Instagram.
Facebook. They can find me on Instagram at shaya.beauty. shaya.beauty. I actually have, let me see. Oh gosh, my Facebook is just Shaya Beauty. Mm-hmm. My website is shaya/beauty.com.
Mm-hmm. Is it slash or underscore?
It's a slash. It's okay. not an underscore. It's okay. a slash. TikTok and Pinterest is Shaya Beauty LLC. I think that's pretty much it. If you do go to my Instagram at shaya.beauty, I do have a link in the bio and it has everything, has all my handles.
Yes. I know. I saw that on your Instagram. You gave everyone, like, your link tree gives all the links. So it should be simple. Yes. It was easy to navigate. I was like, yes, you got a link tree. To link everything. Yes. I like it.
I have a QR code and I'm like, I gotta put that on some business cards because I'm learning that a lot of people don't read, and mm-hmm. the QR codes are just like, okay, boom, picture, there it is.
Yes.
You got everything you need.
Yes. And the more you grow, the more, you know, your marketing strategies are going to become better and better. And I want to work with you on that because, you know, we'll talk later about my public relations and community relations firm. But yes, I'm going to work with you on that, sis. I got you. All free services. You know, I want to help you. I've seen your posts on Facebook. You're like, I need to start doing some reels on marketing. I'm like, I got you, sis. But I'm super duper excited to see you grow. And you have a discount right now on your website. I think it's like 10% off.
So if you sign up for the newsletter, you get 15% off your first order. And then I'm actually going to be posting about that later. I need people to start doing their reviews. So I'm going to do a promotion thing to where if you've tried my products and you do a review and you can show me you do a review, I'm going to give you your own discount code.
Yes.
So they can use that in the future. So I'm going to be doing that today. I just have to figure out how I'm going to generate this discount code.
Listen, I got you. I'm going to be your first ambassador. I got to give me some products. You already know with the cellulite cream, the lip gloss. Listen, I need so many things. Okay. So I got you. Is there anything that I did not ask you or that I left out in these questions?
No, you really did. You covered a lot of things, and I'm just really excited for the future. I know that there is plenty of success that is coming.
Yay.
And I'm just really happy to kind of get my name out there more. I have to network more. I'm very much of an introvert. So networking and getting my face and getting my name out there, because it's not just about my products. It is about my brand. Mm-hmm. So people recognize the brand. They'll, navigate to the products.
Yes, absolutely. And I'm very proud of you. You just randomly reached out to me. You was like, hey, sis, I want to do it. So that, you already got yourself out there by doing that. And I truly believe that your daughter is going to be, she has no idea how thankful she's going to be in the future for all the hard work that you're putting into this business and your brand. So
we'll see. She's a little girl. We'll see how she goes.
I'm telling you, she's going to be like, thank you, mama. I don't have to be out here in this corporate world scrubbing and doing all this craziness. So yes. You definitely paved the way, sis. So congratulations to you and your business. I manifested it's going to be a six-figure business coming soon. You're going to be making money. Your daughter, your granddaughter, everybody in your family is going to be blessed with abundance and health.
I definitely appreciate that.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being on my show.
Oh, not a problem. Thank you so much for having me. And I definitely look forward to working with you more in the future.
Of course. Me too.
That's all, folks. Well, you already know, spirits, you heard it here first. That was Miss Talia from Shia Beauty LLC, the store, the founder, the owner, the CEO, the beautiful spirit that wants to shed her divine light and spread her divine light by informing you on her organic, natural, vegan products, handmade skincare. This lady is not playing. So check her out on her Instagram at shia.beauty. Okay, shia.beauty on Instagram. Literally, I'm only going to tell you that, spirits, because once you get there, her link tree tells you everything you need to know. I'm telling you, I loved her spirit. I loved her dedication for her daughter. I love the fact that she wants to grow the community. She wants to get a store and she wants to continue to grow and prosper for not just for herself, but for generations, future generations to come. Have you thought about that? Are you making moves for your children, for the next generation and the next generation, spirits? Well, you might want to be doing so. Madam T.J. Walker did it for her daughter. Miss Talia is doing it for her daughter. I'm doing it for my daughters. Listen, that's what it's all about, setting up the future. Because, hey, if you get ready, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. I don't know, spirits. I don't know. But listen, from here on out, I am vowing to love myself more and more every day, because we are not perfect, all right? Although we all vow to be, because we was made in his image and the strength of our ancestors' history. So I know we all want to work hard and do great and be good, but it definitely starts at home and it starts with our self spirit. So the moral of this story is take care of yourself, so you can take care of others, because we're not going to be on this life, on this earth, in this world very long. It's how you live it that makes your life endless. Well, listen, spirits, this was such a great episode. I'm super duper excited that I was here to be with you and embark on this journey. And like I said, check out my girl's store. She is here to change the world and here to, open your eyes. Until next time, spirits. Oh, and I do want to say this episode should be on YouTube Friday. If it does not, don't shoot the messenger, which is me. I'm having some technical difficulties in the background when it comes to this computer editing things. Okay, a little new at this. So work with me, spirits. I'm still working on it, but if you do not see this episode coming up live on Facebook or YouTube channel, which is Miss Kiki Kamau, bear with me. It'll be probably coming out the next following week, but I'm gonna get it out. I have the video. You gotta see this footage. The girl is beautiful, okay? Her story is beautiful. Everything is beautiful. But until next time, spirits, I look forward to hearing from you. I look forward to seeing you, and I look forward to empathizing with you. Fly high, spirits.